This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue بإذن الله تعالى our explanation of the Hanbali text كتاب فروع الفقه والحمد لله. An epitome of Hanbali substantive law by the great Hanbali scholar Yusuf ibn Abdullah al-Hanbali رحمه الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله بإذن الله تعالى we now move on to the matters pertaining to معاملات إن شاء الله. So we've covered the aspects of worship, عبادات. We now move on to, as the author states, الثاني. الثاني meaning the second classification division with regards to fiqh, and this is المعاملات, and more especially business transactions. So معاملات are our social dealings, but more specifically we are dealing with معاملات المالية, business transactions inshaAllah. Remember, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, within mu'amalat, business transactions, you have all different types, walhamdulillah. You have, for example, the sale transactions, the exchange transactions. You have transactions where there's no exchange. It's just one-sided. You inheriting something from someone, walhamdulillah. So here there was no exchange, but you became the owner of this property. There's also tabarru'at. Tabarru'at, donations. You are gifting somebody something. You are giving a gift. You are giving a hiba. You are making a donation, walhamdulillah. There's musharakat, partnerships, where we get together, we open up a business, we get together and we set up a startup, mashallah. And so these are musharakat type of transactions. There's also tawthiqat. Tawthiqat, these are securities or your guarantees, your deposit type of transaction. We will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. As we've already stated, brothers and sisters, that this text in reality, it is a comprehensive text in that it goes through all of the chapters of fiqh, but very, very lightly. It does not go into much detail with regards to each one of them, walhamdulillah. And so for a beginner, talibul ilm, this is very, very good, mashallah. Also, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we are not dabbling in the khilafat and the differences of the scholars, nor are we going into the differences within the Hanbali madhab. Rather, we are sticking to the mu'tamad position, the official position of the madhab, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, the author states, وَهِيَ أَشْيَاءٌ, and mu'amalat, business transactions, there are various different types of them. There's a lot to discuss, insha'Allah. One of them, he says, أَحَدُهَا, one of them, الْبَيْعُ, your buying and selling transaction. وَلَبُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ بَائِعٌ وَمُبْتَاعٌ وَثَمَنٌ وَمُثْمَنٌ. And so we require for this sale transaction, وَلَا بُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ بَائِعٍ. You must have a بَائِعٍ. بَائِعٍ meaning the, the seller. وَمُبْتَاعٍ, and the buyer. وَثَمَنٍ, that which you are paying with. Let's say you are buying a mobile phone with $200. $200, this is your ثَمَنٍ. وَمُثْمَنٍ, the product, the object that you are purchasing. وَلَفْظٍ يُؤَدَّى بِهِ, and the statement of the sale. I sell you such and such. I accept such and such. وَمَا فِي مَعْنَاهُ, or whatever takes the place of that statement. When you and I go to the shop, you go to the supermarket, sometimes you might not even say a word to the cashier. You give the item, and then the price comes up there on the register. You give them your card, you pay, and you walk out. There was no exchange, there was no statement mentioned by any one of you, and this is fine, as long as this is understood to mean that this is an offer and this is a sale transaction, insha'Allah. Other places, masha'Allah, you do not even interact with any human being. You are purchasing something online, or you even visit the supermarket, masha'Allah, but you take the express route where there's no human being there. You just work out the total, you run through the items through the scanner, and then you swipe your credit card or whatever card it might be, and you walk out. And this is valid, walhamdulillah. This here, what just happened there, took the place of an offer and an acceptance, insha'Allah. So again, with regards to this transaction, buying and selling, بَيْعٍ وَلَا بُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ بَائِعٍ. We require the بَائِعٍ, the seller, وَمُبْتَاعٍ, the buyer. Both of them are regarded as the عَقِدَان, the transactors in this transaction. وَثَمَنٍ, that which you pay. وَمُثْمَنٍ, that which you buy. وَلَفْظٍ يُؤَدَّ بِهِ أَوْ مَا فِي مَعْنَاهُ, the statement or whatever takes its place. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Al-awwalu, then he goes into further discussion with regards to this matter, the pillars of a buying and selling transaction. Al-awwalu, al-ba'i'u, al-ba'i'u, meaning the seller. So al-ba'i'u, the seller in this transaction. Well, what do we need to know about him? فَيُشْتَرَطُ فِيهِ, then there are conditions required with regards to the seller. أَنْ يَكُونَ جَائِزْ التَّصَرُّفْ, that this person must be جَائِزْ التَّصَرُّفْ. This person must be somebody who is allowed, permitted to administer the wealth that he has. He's allowed to sell this item. He either owns it or he's been given permission to sell this item. أَنْ يَكُونَ جَائِزْ التَّصَرُّفْ. And جَائِزْ التَّصَرُّفْ, as we said, he must be permitted to transact. So it must not be like a kid, 3-year-old kid, and he says to you, I sell you my house. It cannot be, for example, a slave, and he sells you X, Y, and Z. He can't sell. So they are not جائز التصرف. Excellent. وهو البالغ الرشيد. So جائز التصرف, the one who is permitted to administer and transact, the one who is بالغ. So he's mature and رشيد, that they know what they are doing. They are not سفيه, the opposite. سفيه is somebody who's very, very gullible, somebody who you can pull the wool over his eyes, doesn't really know how to transact, etc., etc. So the person must be mature, they must be sensible, they must know how to do business, etc. غير عبد بلا إذن, must not be a slave, must not be a slave. Why? Because the slave, technically, he is owned, and whatever he owns is owned by his master. We will only allow the slave, for example, to buy and sell items if the master has given him permission. If the master has given him permission, then only will he be allowed to transact. And many state also, when he is transacting, then it's only light matters and small cheap matters. بلا إذن, غير عبد بلا إذن. So if he does not have the permission of the master, then the slave's transactions will be null and void. Also note, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, although the author has stated that one needs to be baligh, technically the madhab does allow those who are under the age of bulugh, as long as they are mumayyiz. So the kid who's at the age of 7 and above, then his transactions would be allowed, but with the condition. It must only be in small light matters, small cheap matters, and it must be with the permission of the wali, permission of the guardian. So you said to your 8-year-old son, go to the supermarket and buy me a liter of milk. This would be allowed. Why? Because number one, he is mumayyiz, he is above the age of 7. The age of discernment generally is at the age of 7. He knows what he is doing, he understands. And number two, he has your permission there. Walhamdulillah. وَأَنْ يَكُونَ رَاضِيًا, and the seller must be somebody who is رَاضِيًا, somebody who is pleased, somebody who is happy, somebody who is okay with the transaction. In Arabic, the word رَاضِيًا is much easier to understand. Whereas in English, what we would say here is that you must be a willing seller in the transaction. Willing seller in the transaction. Meaning, you must not be forced. No gun must be held to your head and said to you that, you know what, you sell this apartment or you sell this vehicle. Jayid. So if you are forced, then it would not be valid. As long as you are not forced, then it would be fine. Walhamdulillah. So technically, you don't really need to be happy. Maybe you have a beautiful house. You love this house, mashallah. You inherited this from your father. And you don't want to sell it. But now you are in dire straits. You need cash. You are owing people money, etc. And so with a heavy heart, you sold the house. Would that transaction be valid? Yes, 100% valid. 100% valid. So you don't really need to be happy about the sale transaction, but you must be a willing participant in this transaction. So it is valid if you dislike to sell it, if you are not happy, but as long as you are not forced, then it would be valid. If you are forced, if you didn't have a choice, then it would not be a valid transaction. The teacher says to the student that, gift me such and such, or sell me such and such, otherwise I will fail you. Otherwise I will fail you. Technically, this transaction would not be valid. Why? Because you are being forced in this transaction. Because you don't want to fail, obviously, and you are forced to sell this item, the phone, or whatever else it might be. So, ikrah, this is something which would make the sale transaction null and void if you are forced. But also take note, sometimes you might be forced with haqq. So, the qadi, he might force you to do something, but he has the right to do so. Example, you have an extra apartment, you have an extra piece of land somewhere, and you are owing many people money. And so here the qadi will force you to sell it so that you can pay up those people. This is beyond your primary needs, and so beyond your personal needs. And so we will sell off that extra land, and we will take the money, and we will pay off the people that you owe the money to. I didn't want to sell it. I don't want to sell it. I dislike to sell it. I'm being forced to sell it. Irrelevant. This would be valid because they are forcing you with haqq, with right. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the author then states, وَأَن تَكُونَ الْعِينُ مِلْكَهُ, and the item that you are selling, it must be your property. أو مَأْذُونًا لَهُ فِي بَيْعِهَا, or you must be given permission to sell it. So you either are the owner of this object that you are selling, or you have permission to sell this item. According to the official position of the madhab, بَيْ الْفُضُولِ is something which is not permissible, not valid. What is Bay al-Fuduli? Bay al-Fuduli is, for example, I know that my brother, he has this Toyota, and one day somebody came along and said, you know what, I like this Toyota, and I want to purchase it. I said, oh, okay, no problem, my brother's not here, but what do you offer? The guy says, I will offer $50,000 for this. I say, whoa, subhanallah. I mean, what an option. This is a lot of money, mashallah. And I'm sure my brother will accept this. I don't have the time. I can't get hold of my brother to ask him. So I say to the guy, no problem. I sell you this car for $50,000. And you are now the owner of the car, inshallah, pending the permission of my brother. Pending the permission of my brother. So we do the transaction, but it's like held in limbo, pending the permission of my brother. Once my brother says that, yeah, okay, you know, that was a good deal, Bilal, and I accept it, then the transaction goes through, walhamdulillah. This here is not allowed according to the madhab. Not allowed according to the madhab. Jameel. The second transaction here, athani, or the second rukn of a sale transaction, the second pillar in a sale transaction, and that is the al-mubta', the buyer. وَيُشْتَرَطْ فِيهِ أَن يَكُونَ أَيْضًا جَائِزْ التَّصَرُّفْ. He also must be somebody who is permitted to administer. He's gonna pay with these £400 and $400, etc. He must be the owner of that wealth, etc., etc. Just like the seller. أن يكون مالا في نفع مباح. جيد. أن يكون أيضا جائز التصرف. And then number three, الثمن, the price which is being paid, the $200, etc. or whatever. Could be dollars. It could be that I am selling you a laptop and you are selling me a phone, and that's the exchange. No problem. وَيُشْتَرَطْ فِيهِ أَن يَكُونَ مَالًا فِي نَفْعٍ مُبَاحٍ. That it must be mal. What is mal? Mal is not only your dollars and your rands and your cents. Mal is anything like the laptop, like the bottle, like the book, like the carpet. These things that we sell, they are all regarded as mal. They have a value to them and we can transact in them, insha'Allah. So when we say a trade transaction, a sale transaction is tabadul al-mal, is the exchange of mal. What is mal? Mal could be that I sold you a book and you sold me a phone. Mal for mal, walhamdulillah, jameel. So don't think that mal is only currency, fiat currency. No, no, no. Mal, the concept of mal is much broader than that. And so, an yakuna malan. This mal, it must have a qima, it must have a value. And this value must be something which is permissible. So alcohol, one might say, well, it's worth $200. But according to the Sharia, it has no value. So it will not be regarded as mal. The swine, this is the price of the swine. According to the Sharia, it has no value and so it's not regarded as mal. A carcass, that which is dead, etc., it does not have any value in terms of being mal and so will not be regarded as mal. So it must have naf' benefit, which is mubah, which is permissible. So impermissible benefit, this would not be regarded as mal. So all types of haram, etc., we cannot transact in them. Why? Because technically you can't be the owner of it. Because it's not mal, you won't be the owner of it. Ma'looman, it must be known. What we are selling must be known. I am selling you this laptop XYZ. These are the specs, etc. You know exactly what you are buying. And in exchange for that, one will get $200. We know exactly what's happening. We know exactly what's being exchanged. And yakuna ma'luman. So ma'luman, either that you saw it. You saw the laptop, you saw the car, you saw the phone, or it was described to you all of the specs. I can't just say to you, I will sell you a cell phone in exchange for $500. No, no, no. It must be clear. We must know what we are transacting in. Otherwise, we will have problems and arguments and issues later on. So if it is ma'luman, it must be known, then what's the opposite of that? It must not be unknown. It must not be unknown. I sell you the phone in this bag. I sell you, what's this? I sell you my shirt in the cupboard, which I'm not allowing you to see. No, you can't do that. But unknown, if it is a little bit of unknown, then this is overlooked. Yaseer, a little bit of unknown, this is overlooked. Also unknown, jahala, where there's nothing else we can do. I sold you a house. The wiring within the walls, obviously you can't see that. The foundation of the house, obviously we cannot expose that to you. Jayid. And so here, by definition, this is something that you will not be able to see. Watermelon. You cannot look into the watermelon. You purchased a car. The parts of the car, the inside of the engine, you cannot see all of that there. And so, any type of jahala, unknown, if it's a little, it's overlooked. If it's a lot, but you can't avoid it, it can't be avoided, then it is also overlooked, like the inside of the watermelon, like the inside of the egg, etc. Also, if the unknown is not the primary objective behind the transaction, I sell you a pregnant sheep. So I'm selling you the sheep, and the sheep's pregnant. So obviously there's a fetus inside. But the fetus inside, this is like the add-on. I'm not selling you the fetus inside. That's not our transaction upon. Our transaction is not upon that primarily. That's just a secondary add-on. And so if it's like an add-on to another transaction, which is the primary transaction, then it will be overlooked. Bi-iznillahi, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. Maqduran ala taslimihi, that you must have the ability to make delivery upon with regards to this item. I am buying such and such XYZ spec of phone from you, then you need to deliver it to me. You must be able to deliver it to me. You tell me that I am selling you my stolen phone. I am selling you my lost sheep. I am selling you my, I'm selling you that bird in the air. I'm selling you this fish in the ocean. I won't be able to deliver upon that sale. And then we will have issues and problems and arguments. Mamlukan lil mushtari, and it must be owned by the person who is mamlukan lil mushtari, must be owned by the one who is selling. He must be the owner of what he is selling, and also similarly, the one who is buying whatever he is using in the exchange, he must also be the owner. He must also be the owner of that. Walhamdulillah, Jameel. This is the opinion of majority of the scholars. Others say, no. As long as whatever you are selling, you will be able to deliver, then that suffices. Walhamdulillah. So where it states that the buyer must own that wealth, the important thing is each one of them who are involved in this transaction, they must be able to deliver upon that transaction, inshallah. Al-Rabi'u al-Muthman, the product which is being purchased or which is being sold. وَيُشْتَرَطْ فِيهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهِ نَفْعٌ مُبَاحٌ لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ. Here also it must be something that has permissible benefit. And لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ. لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ. غَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ meaning as opposed to times of necessity. Example, that it must be something that is allowed for you to sell, even though sometimes in times of necessity you might be allowed to use it, doesn't mean it's allowed to be sold. So لغير ضرورة, so not at times of necessity. Because at times of necessity, you might be allowed to use something, but doesn't mean you can sell it. Times of necessity, you can have a guard dog. Times of necessity, you can benefit from eating from a carcass. Times of necessity, you can eat the swine, but doesn't mean you can sell swine now. Jameel, fahimtum? You understand, inshaAllah? At times of necessity, certain things become permissible for us to use them and benefit from them. But doesn't mean that we can, because we are allowed to benefit from them, we are allowed to sell them. No, you can't sell them. وَنْ يَكُونَ مِلْكًا لِبَائِعِهِ أَوْ مَأْذُونًا لَهُ فِي بَيْعِهِ. The one who is selling this item, that he must be the owner or he must be given permission to sell it. وَنْ يَكُونَ مَقْدُورًا عَلَى تَسْلِيمِهِ. He must be able to deliver. وَنْ يَكُونَ مَعْلُومًا بِرُؤْيَةٍ أو صفة يحصل بها معرفته. That you must either see what you are purchasing, or it must be described to you properly with all of the descriptions, the specs, and so you know exactly what you are purchasing. الخامس, the fifth pillar. اللفظ المؤدى به وهو الإجاب والقبول. Statement, I offer, I accept, or in action, all of them will be fine بإذن الله تعالى. ويتعلق بالبيع عدة أمور. There are also other matters related to a business transaction. Example, شروط في البيع. These are شروط في البيع. These are conditions that we add onto a sale transaction. شروط في البيع. شروط في البيع. جيد. With regards to شروط في البيع, with regards to conditions that are added onto a sale transaction, قسمان, they are two categories. Number one, صحيحون, those which are valid. What's the benefit of these conditions in a sale transaction? If the other party doesn't meet the condition which was agreed upon, then I have the option to cancel the sale transaction. I purchased a phone from you with the condition that you will also give me the box, the receipt, and the charger. Now on the day you come and you give it to me without the box, without the charger, without the receipt, I say, well, no. I purchased it. I paid you the money, but you haven't delivered according to our agreement. So I want my money back and I don't want the phone. I have the right to cancel that transaction because the other party has not lived up to that condition. Excellent. مثلو صفتين في ثمن. So valid conditions could be either added by the buyer, the seller. Example, صفتين في ثمن. I say to you that I want it in $100 bills. I want it in cash and not in kind. I want it not into my bank account, but rather I want it cash. So we can put conditions with regards to the ثمن or with regards to the مثمن. I am purchasing, it's the iPhone X. I am purchasing the Note 8 and it must have 64 gigs of memory. Stuff related to what you are purchasing, you put these conditions, no problem. Oh, naf'un fihima, or some benefit with regards to the item being purchased or with regards to that which is being used as the payment. Example, that some benefit, example, delivery. So you need to deliver the cell phone, you need to deliver the vehicle to my home, you need to make delivery of it before this date, you need to put the money into my bank account and send me proof of transaction, proof of payment, etc. All of that's fine, alhamdulillah. But then there's also the fasid, type of condition that we can add on. كَمُنَافٍ مُقْتَضَاهُ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ, like that which goes against the aim and the objective of the transaction. Important. Those which are fasid, invalid. Invalid conditions in a transaction, we have two types. We have one type where it is invalid and it does not invalidate the whole transaction. It's invalid in and of itself. That condition is invalid, but the transaction is still valid. I repeat, the condition added on is an invalid condition and we do not have to live up to that condition, but the wholesale transaction is still fine. Example, it doesn't nullify the entire transaction. Example, I say to you that I sell you the cell phone, but you cannot send SMSs. I say to you that I will sell this to you, but you cannot sell it to anyone else. So this condition here, these conditions here are invalid in and of themselves. Why? Because they negate some of the fruits of this transaction. I purchased the phone, I can SMS whoever I want to SMS. I want to use that function, no problem. I bought this phone and I want to sell it to somebody, no problem. I can do with it as I wish, as I want after I purchase it. And so these conditions will nullify themselves, but not nullify the entire transaction. Excellent. Then we have other conditions where they nullify the entire transaction. They are mufsida of the aqd. They break, they cancel, they void the entire sale transaction. According to the madhab, for example, if you have two conditions in the transaction. If we have two conditions or more, then this here will nullify the entire transaction. This is according to the mu'tamad of the madhab. Or for example, if we have a condition, a transaction conditional upon another transaction. Example, I will sell this phone to you if you rent to me your house. I will sell this phone to you if you rent to me your house. So this is a transaction conditional upon another transaction. Then this here, according to the madhab, will nullify the entire transaction. It's all null and void. Allah musta'an. Try it. Excellent. We move on, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, to athani, the second matter pertaining to mu'amalat. And these are al-khiyar. Khiyar are options. Options in a transaction. We have the option to continue the sale transaction. We have the option to cancel it. So various options. Let's see. Number one, khiyar al-majlis. This is built in the transaction by the sharia. Ma lam yatafarraqa hissan aw hukman. For as long as they have not parted bodily, they've not walked away from one another, nor hissan aw hissan. Hissan meaning maybe one of them passed away. Jayid, maybe one of them, he passed away, or we were on the phone and we transacted, well, we cut the call, now the khiyar majlis, the option at the time of the sale transaction has come to an end. I'll give you an example. Brother Salman, he purchased a phone from you. And after purchase of the phone, he's taken the phone. You guys are still standing and you guys are talking about the weather. Then as he walked out of your shop, he thought to himself, you know what? No, I don't want this phone here. He comes back to you and he says, brother, you know what? I don't want this phone. Give me back my money. Now, can he do that? The answer is yes. Why? Because you people have not parted from the place of the transaction, from the majlis of the transaction. You people still within the same place. And so, any party can nullify the sale transaction as long as they have not parted from one another. But if he walked out of the shop, and then he came back 5 minutes later and he says, brother, you know what? I don't want this phone. Please give me back my money. You don't have to. If you do so, then that's from the kindness of your heart, walhamdulillah, but you are not bound to nullify the transaction, because once he left, it became solid, walhamdulillah, and the transaction was complete. If we are on the phone and we are buying and selling, before the end of the call, you know, I say, no, I changed my mind, I don't want it any longer, we can cancel that transaction. Or even the seller, he says, you know what, we're still on the call here and I'm canceling the sale transaction, I don't want to sell it to you. No problem at all, alhamdulillah, jameel. وَالشَّرْطُ مُدَّةً مَعْلُومَةً. Or we add in a condition in the sale transaction. Example, I purchased this phone from you, but I need the option of 5 days. 5 days, give me 5 days. If I need to return it, then I will return it. My mom needs to see it. My father needs to try it out, etc., etc. If we agree, no problem at all. Even though it might be طَالَت, it's for a long period of time. Give me 1 year. Give me 2 years. As long as we fix the amount, no problem. Walhamdulillah. Al-Ain fi Najash. Al-Ghaban. Ghaban rather. Fi Najash. This is where you were deceived. Deceived. So someone started to increase the price and this person doesn't want to buy the object. You in an auction and somebody is bidding 50, 100, 150, 200. You really want the object. Now you continue going higher and higher and trying to outbid this guy. But this guy has no intention in buying it. He's only doing so that you spend more money. He's only doing so the person who is selling the item will get more money. If you can prove that you were deceived, this ghaban, etc. If you can prove that you were deceived, then you have the right of cancelling the transaction. وَالْمُسْتَرْسِلِ Mustarsil is a person who is like ghafil, he's gullible, doesn't know how to really transact and stuff like this. If it is proven that he was completely, you know, as we would say, robbed blind, if we say that he was like robbed blind, then he has recourse to nullifying the transaction. What talaqi? Talaqi is when you have a lot of these items, you bring it to a certain town, and somebody from the town comes out and says, brother, no, don't worry. You don't need to go to town. You go back home. You don't need to go to town and sell to the people. The price is such and such, and I will buy it from you, and I will sell it. Don't worry. I will buy it, and I will sell it. And so you sold it to him for $10. But you didn't know in the town you could have gotten $25, subhanAllah. This guy in reality tricked you. And so if that can be proven, then you have recourse to nullifying that transaction, inshaAllah. وَلَعِيبُ بِكُلِّ نَقْصِ Also, you purchase something and you found a defect in it. You have recourse, even though you didn't request this type of option in the transaction. The Sharia has built this in. I purchased a book. I go home and I find the 20 pages are blank. I can go and return it, walhamdulillah, and get my money back. وَالتَّخْبِيرُ لِرَأْسِ الْمَالِ بِأَنْ يَظْهَرَ كَاذِبًا That somebody, he says to you that I'm selling this to you, wallahi, I'm selling this to you at cost. He says that I'm selling this to you at cost. I purchased it for $10 and I'm selling it to you for $10. Later on, you found out that this guy lied. He purchased for $5 and he sold to you for $10. You have recourse to nullifying this transaction. Or what some of the ulama have stated, you have recourse to buying it at the price which is the correct price, which was $5. He told you, I'm selling it to you at cost. He says $10. But the reality was, it was $5. So now your recourse is to the $5, inshaAllah. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. والاختلاف واختلاف المتبايعين بعد الحلف من كل بما يجمع إثباتا ونفيا. That you say that this item was 40,000. The guy seller says, no, I sold it to you for 45,000. Mushkila, now we have a difference here of $5,000. And we both arguing, I say, no, I purchased for 40,000. You say, no, I sold it to you for $45,000. Now what do we do? So here, both of us would require swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would say, wallahi, I didn't buy it for $100, but rather I bought it for $90. Or in the example that we gave, I would say that, wallahi, I didn't buy it for $45,000, I bought it for $40,000. The seller would say, wallahi, I sold it to you for $45,000 and not for $40. After we both took the oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then technically now, We don't have any external proof, and now the transaction is just null and void. Null and void. I will take my money back. He will take his items back, and it's all over. What tasriya? Tasriya is also where you were deceived. This is an example like you purchased this cow, and it seems that the owner of the cow, they didn't milk the cow for a few days. They ensured that they didn't milk it for a few days. And now when you went to purchase it, they said, look how much of milk, mashallah, so much of milk, mashallah, 20 liters a day. So you purchased it, walhamdulillah. Then after a few days of milking the cow, you realize that it only gives you 3 liters. These people deceived you. They didn't milk it for a few days, and thus they deceived you. So here, you have the option of returning this here. We say this is khiyar tadlis, that you were deceived. And in this here, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that either you are happy and you remain with the cow and everything is fine, or you return it, you get your money back. But you should also give a saw of dates. A saw of dates. You must give back the cow and also a saw of dates. What's the saw of dates for? That's for the milk that you benefited from during those days. So during those days, 3 days, 5 days, etc., you were drinking nice milk, mashallah. Well, here you give them a saw of dates in exchange for that milk that you had drank. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we've covered the arkan of a sale transaction, and we've also covered the khiyarat, walhamdulillah. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will move on to the matters pertaining to usury, riba. Allahu musta'an, may Allah save us from that. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your behavior, also supposed to be above average. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah to overlook our mistakes and our sins. حياكم الله هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.